This morning's reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 15, beginning to read at verse 1. The words will be on the screen, but if you prefer to follow them in the church Bibles, it's on page 1083. Page 1083, John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much indeed, Ron. That is a great reading. Now, we have here some grapes because we've been talking about vines. We have some green grapes. We have some red grapes. Don't look so worried. We have some black grapes. Now, I'm going to ask a few people. You can refuse. I'm just sort of heading in your direction, but you can say no, so it's okay. But I need some people to do some taste tests to take. They've been washed. Three grapes, a red one, a green one, a black one, if you feel able, and to taste them and tell me which one's the nicest. Would you like to have a go? Thank you for being brave. What's your name, sir?
Ken.
Ken, thank you for participating. So black, green and red, and that one as well.
Yeah.
I want to know which one is the nicest. Harry, are you allowed grapes?
Enjoy.
Yeah, brilliant. So we've got a red one, a black one and a green one. Which one is the tastiest? I'm going to come and ask you in a minute. We'll have these out with the tea and coffee. Derek, a black, a red and a green. I'm going to ask, which one is the tastiest? We'll have one more person over here, Adrian. I think you are waiting for some grape tasting today. Sorry about this. I'm sort of plunging on people. There you go. Thank you. Right. Enjoy. I'm going to ask you in a moment. So we had Ken and Harry, Derek and Adrian. Of course, it was a very male list. Sorry, everybody. So which was the tastiest? What do you reckon, Harry?
What one?
Which one did you like best?
Green. Dark red one.
The dark red one. All very nice. What about Derek?
The dark one.
Oh, gosh, it's quite a lot of agreement. So the dark grapes are the tastiest grapes. Brilliant. So Why am I doing that? Just for a bit of fun. But because we're talking about the vine and we're talking about how Jesus calls us to bear good fruit. And grapes are very tasty fruit that comes off of the vine. Today is the final in what's been a mini-series for us as the church on the I Am statements of Jesus. They're things from the Gospel of John that Jesus said about himself. And he said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the door or the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. And finally today we have him saying, I am the true vine. And where Jesus used the analogy of a grapevine to teach us some important things, it was significant because to his hearers in that day, grapevines would have been something they had in everyday life. They were very important in Israel and well known in the context of farming. But they also had a really important theological meaning. The vine was used to symbolise the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible. The prophet Isaiah in the first part of the Bible had said, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. And in the Psalms, God is referred to as bringing a vine out of Egypt, meaning the Israelites being brought out of Egypt for the Exodus. Israel was meant to be God's people. They were meant to show the world around them how good it was to live in relationship with God. But things had gone wrong and they had failed to do this. And there's many points in the Old Testament about this story of the Israelites and how they choose to turn away from their relationship with God and do things to bless themselves rather than to bless others. Quite similar to some of us today, perhaps. So God sent Jesus to the earth 2,000 years ago, and he explained to his followers that he, in fact, was the true vine, not the Israelites. Jesus himself was the true vine. And the important word there is, of course, true. Jesus wanted his disciples to recognize that the future for them lay not in the religious practices of the past, but in him. Jesus is the source of life for all people, everlasting life. Moreover, in the reading, he goes on to liken the disciples to the branches of the vine. The disciples, and that's us, the followers of Jesus, are like the branches of a vine, and we are nourished by Jesus. We find our spiritual strength from being close to him. And in that reading, it was about seven times Jesus used the word abide, asking us to abide in him and saying that he would abide in us. Now, if you think about that grapevine for a moment, it's a bit like the sap that flows through a vine so that the branches can receive the goodness they need to grow, and then a lovely harvest of beautiful fruits comes. And Christians are called to stay close to Jesus so that we can receive the resources we need to grow and to be healthy, and also so that we can bear good fruit in our lives. And this fruit is the outpouring of a life which is lived following the teachings of Jesus, which is lived knowing the love that he has for us and wanting to share that love with others. And in Galatians chapter 5, it lists fruits that we might have in ourselves, fruits of the Spirit, when we are in relationship with God like that. And they are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the idea is that as God works in us, we grow more and more able to show those qualities to one another. Jesus compared God to the gardener. There was a special relationship between Jesus and God the Father. And so in the story, God is the gardener. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We're all linked together. And God the gardener, it tells us, prunes carefully to help the branches to grow and to make even more fruit. And it can sometimes be a little bit of a painful process, that one. We know, some of us, or I certainly know, as a follower of Jesus, it's important that he points out to me things that I need to change about myself to make me a better follower of Jesus. And God does that very gently. He's always trying to prune us to make us kinder. So it's important that we allow God, the gardener, to prune the things out of our lives we need to live well for him. So the challenge for us today from that reading is to consider our lives and the fruit we're bearing. Have a little look at ourselves and think, how are we doing? Could we be bearing more fruit for the Lord? Is there any bit of us that needs a bit of pruning? To take seriously God's call upon us and to seek to be the people God wants us to be. And if we're willing to trust and to pray and to seek God's will, then he will care for us and help us to grow, even if that means a little bit of pruning from time to time. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you sustain us and you help us to live fruitful lives for you. And we do pray that we would be people who bring you joy by the fruit that we bear for you. And we pray that we would be willing to look at ourselves conscientiously and to allow you to rid us of the things that are not helpful in that. Amen.